Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Keith Bateman. We're going to be talking about the Giving Exhibition, the Helper Project, and just a lot of things art related. Keith, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thanks, Aiden. I'm glad to be here.
So let's just get started with the Helper Project. Now, looking into it a little bit, something that's very beneficial for the community. Can you just kind of describe what that Helper Project is and what it does?
Yeah, the Helper Project was founded about 7 or 8 years ago by Ann and Roy Jesperson in Helper, and they formed it initially to focus on historic reservation and preservation of buildings in Helper, and over the years it's evolved into more than that, where we're doing all kinds of things. And one of the big things that we've been getting in the last several years are scholarships for students from not just Helper, but all over Carbon County. Last year we did about, I think it was 22 recipients of scholarships for about $55,000.
Now that's just great, seeing organizations like that giving back to the community, really doing their part to help bring Helper back, because for a while there, Helper was kind of on the brink there when coal mining kind of shut down, because at one point, bustling mining town.
Yeah.
But as mining kind of died down in the area, started kind of losing that population, but the revitalization of Helper has just been incredible.
Yeah, it really has, and you know, there's a lot of people that have been involved in that. The Helper Project is just a small part of that, but we've got, you know, a lot of, you know, people that have been in Helper for generations, families that have been there that have really been integral into the revitalization of Helper. And then there have been a lot of newcomers, like a lot of the artists that started about 20 years ago coming to Helper. And then the Helper Project is just kind of a little adjunct to that.
So let's talk about those artists that are coming to Helper. So coming up, you guys are having the Giving Exhibition, and that's in October, right?
Correct, October 5th.
And then what is the Giving Exhibition?
Well, we've been doing annual fundraising events for the Helper Project for a long time. And this year what we're doing is the Helper Project is actually kind of acting as an art gallery. So for the event on October 5th at Stephen Adams Fine Art Gallery, we'll have artists, about 40 different artists, both from Helper and from all over the state. And a lot of people may not really know this, but a lot of these artists that are based in Helper are famous not only in Utah, but nationally and also internationally.
Yeah, just there's a lot of talent in Helper in the art community, and this is a chance to really show off what Helper has going for it in terms of that art community. Now, Keith, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just to, you know, that the importance of giving, like you said, giving back to the community, making sure that whatever you're doing is contributing to the benefit of the community in one way or another.
Well, Keith, thank you again so much for taking the time to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. You're not going to want to miss the Giving Exhibition October 5th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.